Okay, I want to close by reading two paragraphs from the pamphlet. The first is the very end of the pamphlet, the very last page, which is a lovely way of summarizing what the pamphlet is about and basically what healing is in the course. Physician, healer, therapist, teacher, heal thyself. Right? Not your patient, heal thyself. Many will come to you carrying the gift of healing if you so elect, right? If you choose to see it as the opportunity to heal yourself. The Holy Spirit never refuses an invitation to enter and abide with you. He will give you endless opportunities to open the door to your salvation, for such is his function. Right? Once again, nothing is being said about the patient. He will also tell you exactly what your function is in every circumstance and at all times. Whoever he sends you will reach you, holding out his hand to his friend. And the friend is capitalized, which means that's the Christ in all of us. Let the Christ in you bid him welcome, for that same Christ is in him as well. Deny him entrance, and you have denied the Christ in you. That's because the Christ is one. But it's also true that the ego is one. We all have the Christ in us. We all have the ego in us. So my daily life consists of all these opportunities of seeing how I project my ego, my guilt over denying the Christ in me, onto somebody or something else. And then recalling the projection, bringing it back so I can realize this is what I've done, so I can now make another choice. Remember the sorrowful story of the world and the glad tidings of salvation. Remember the plan of God for the restoration of joy and peace. And do not forget how very simple are the ways of God. You were lost in the darkness of the world until you asked for light, and then God sent his Son to give it to you. That when we call out for help, as we all are, just being in this world is a plaintive, pleading call for help. The answer is a relationship. The answer is a situation. The answer is anything onto which we will project our guilt, which offers us the opportunity of seeing it now projected onto the screen of this other person. That with Jesus now helping me, I say that this is not out there, it is in me. And now that I recognize what is in me, this darkness of my guilt, I can make another choice and choose the light instead of the darkness. As I am healed, as the block is removed from me, then the love and the light just streams forth, which means through my mind, because there's nothing else. And it embraces the mind of the sonship as one, because that's the natural state. Separation is unnatural. The unity of the sonship is natural. In heaven as well as here in the separated state. We're all one. And as that love and that light streams forth in my mind, it will find expression through my hands, through my words. My job is only to get myself out of the way.